So we've got, this is Frank Rogers, tape four. Right, Frank, so you're in Hamburg, and it's coming up to the end of the war, isn't it now?
Yes.
Any thoughts, what's going on in Hamburg?
Well, what I remember in Hamburg, when the war had come to an end, everybody was really happy about it, and what I really remember, when it was dusk at night, I used to go out. I remember two or three nights, we've been on a Brendan carry. I had to take the infantry round Utogenbosch Street.
Hamburg Street.
In Utogenbosch Street, looking for any arms in houses.
Yeah, but you mean Hamburg, don't you? Not St. Augenbosch Street. It's okay. You mean.
No,
it's okay.
Hamburg, yes. I remember going in different houses with the lads that we could for rifles and ammunition and things like that. Well, I believe we were only in Hamburg about 3 days, I believe. I don't know.
Yeah, don't think you were in there long. What did you feel when you realised, that was it, the war was over, peace and so on?
Really pleased and happy.
Yeah.
Everything had come to an end.
Yeah. Did you write back to your mum and dad, or did your mum and dad write to you at that time?
What we used to do, they used to issue a card out, and you used to cross off what you didn't want to put on. And it's only like keeping in good health and things like that.
Yeah.
There's no envelopes, the post, or anything like that. Just sign this card and give it in.
Were there any celebrations then, because the war had ended?
I presume there would be, yeah.
But can you remember any?
I can't really, no. I can't.
Well, I would presume there would be, but it's whether you can remember.
Yeah, I suppose there would be. Well, you have to be careful when you're in a foreign place. You don't know what's going to happen next.
Yeah.
You can't trust nobody.
Yeah.
It's like the present day, isn't it?
Yeah, of course.
You
don't know who to trust, I suppose.
No, you don't need to trust them.
Yeah, but I suppose at that time, end of the war, you weren't going to trust any Germans, really.
Oh, no,
you?
No, nowhere.
No.
Nowhere.
No.
No.
And then, so, end of the war, Hamburg, and then where did you go to from there?
Well, I believe the battalion moved, and then on the division, they moved back to Oberhausen.
Yeah.
Oberhausen.
Yeah. Were you there long, Frank?
And well, I remember in Oberhausen. And we was moving about a little bit, really. I was in the river at Niemolheim, Duisburg, Wolfsburg, and then we ended up in Cray Barracks. I ended up in Cray Barracks, where I come out on the 30 group in roughly about July 46.
Where is Cray Barracks?
Cray Barracks in Essen.
Essen, right. Essen. Yeah.
They kept moving us about, you see.
Yeah. Yeah, the machine was playing up there a bit, so just to go back on that, that was July 46, you said, Frank?
Yes.
And that was Cray Barracks, wasn't
it? Cray Barracks at Essen.
Essen, yeah.
Yeah.
And, you got demobbed soon after this, didn't you?
Well, as I remember there, it was still, as a full corporal there, as I remember, under Sergeant Iris M. Quilter, he used to have all NCOs marching through the streets of Essen. And that's what aggravated me. The war had finished and the others were marching through the streets with the rifles. And I came out, I got demobbed from there.
In July, a bit after July, was it when you were demobbed?
And I got demobbed from there, and then I got to, I was sent to Holdham in Lancashire.
Okay.
I got demobbed at 30 degrees.
Okay. When were you made up as a corporal, by the way?
While I was in Oberhausen.
Oberhausen.
And I did was substantive corporal for 9 months.
Yeah.
I come out with a little bit extra because of being a full corper for 9 months.
Okay. How did you get from when you were demobbed in Germany? You then had to go back to the UK.
Yes.
How did you get back to the UK?
Well, they took us by transport to the docks, but I couldn't remember where we sailed from. I couldn't remember where we sailed from, but I remember I got demobbed in Oldham, Lancashire.
Okay. What did what happened? What's the procedure for that when you get demobbed?
Well, it's, I mean, so everything was provided for you, and you go into this, like, a barracks in Oldham, and you went through in rotation, and you got three boot shoes, and a demob suit, and a trilby, and you couldn't grumble at all what you got.
Yeah.
And they kept all the army gear there.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what happened with me, anyhow.
Yeah. Because I know now you divorced then, and you came back to, where did you come back to from Oldham? Did you come back to Lee?
I came back to 33 Jury Street, Lee Lanes.
Yeah, 33 Jury Street was where?
West Lee Lanes.
Yeah, but who lived there?
No, my mother and father.
Okay.
My mother and father still lived in Jury Street.
Right.
And I was 26 and a half by then.
Yeah.
And I was just ready for getting demobbed.
What was their reaction when they saw you?
Oh, really pleased. Yeah. Really pleased.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
As a single man and all, you know, I was quite happy.
Yeah, that's right.
But a lot of lads got married during the war years. I have no intentions of getting married.
No,
so.
No. Okay, but I know you subsequently did get married, didn't you?
I got married in 51.
In 51.
51, yeah.
June 1951. Yeah. And did you have family?
Only one son. Only one son, and then I was advised to have any more. And he's really good with us, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Frank, just to sort of recap on this, because you were saying that you didn't remember names of places and dates and so on too well.
True, yes. Yeah. I mean, say, everybody's not alike, are they, for remembering places?
No. But, and you were in HQ Company, weren't you,
yes.
All the way through?
HQ Company, yeah, in the 1st Battalion East Lancashire Regiment. Yeah. I really proud to serve with them, really.
That's right.
And I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Well, you have to enjoy it. I mean, so what else could you do?
And for a lot of that time, you were, as you say, the CO's carrier driver. And during that time, you drove several COs around.
I drove 7 all together.
Yeah.
They come and go, the COs. They stayed with you for so long, and then they moved them overnight, more or less. They probably got promoted to CIO.
So, sort of, what
well,
was...
Mr. CO Allen, I believe he's still living in America.
I believe he does.
The last CO I drove.
I believe so.
He has sent his regards to the lads, what few lads has left.
Yeah.
He has sent his regards.
Have you spoken to him?
No, never spoken to him,
right.
No.
Right. So, you said you're very proud to have fought with 1st Battalion East Lancashire.
Yes.
And it's a very proud regiment to belong to, isn't it?
It is, right, yeah. And you see, there's one thing I was a really bit... what shall I say? I didn't agree with what they did in Togan Bosch in 85. They said the Welsh Regiment did this and the Welsh Regiment did that. But East Lancashire Regiment were first going to Togan Bosch.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, that's right. I mean, it was that 53rd Division.
The 53rd Division was made up of, well, we were still, well, there was also Manchester's. As I knew of Lancashire, and all the majority was the Welsh lads.
Well, Welsh, and so there, it was known as the Welsh Division,
Welsh,
wasn't it?
The 53rd Welsh Division, you see.
Yeah. So, we've spoken about a lot of stuff that you've thought about, and is there anything that you finally want to put on there, Frank, or are you happy with
what we've said? I'm happy with what we've said, really. Well, I'm glad to come through it all.
Mm.
I'm very pleased, and I've kept in touch with one or two of my mates,
mm.
Jimmy's, and Tommy Neary, and Ferguson, and one or two others.
Yeah.
Well, of course, there's one or two popped off since.
Yeah, that's right. How old are you now, Frank?
79.
79. But you're well, and you
I'm
said...
I'm 79. I'm looking forward to the 25p increase in next year.
That's right. And you were saying you're looking forward to a hip replacement or something.
I'm looking forward to my hip replacement, probably in 12 months' time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Frank, well, thank you very much for doing this. You'll get a copy in due course, and as I say, thank you.
And thanks for asking me, Bob.
Pleasure.
Very well. Thank you very much.